Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presented unspecified goals to further boost his military power next year at a meeting of top political officials. During that Tuesday session at the ongoing meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim analyzed new security challenges in international politics and on the Korean Peninsula and clarified principles and directions to take in external relations and fights against enemies to protect national interest and sovereignty, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports that the Supreme Court is taking up the asylum ban that has been in effect since the Trump administration.
The court's vote means that the Biden administration will not be able to wind down the Title 42 policy, which has had the effect of keeping out of the country more than 2 million people who wanted to seek asylum in the United States.
This after the Supreme Court extended it indefinitely until a court date, which is scheduled for January. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has now warned that Ukraine must meet Moscow's demand for demilitarization and the removal of the military threat to Russia. Lavrov said Tuesday that otherwise that the Russian army will solve that issue. And Lavrov also falsely accused the West of fueling the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it depends on Kyiv and Washington how long the conflict will last. Ukraine's presidential advisor responded that Russia needs to face the reality. Moscow insists its military gains in the 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula cannot be ignored. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly video message, said that the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Tuesday reaffirmed her government's support for Ukraine. Meloni, who took office in October, has been a firm supporter of Kyiv despite friction on the issue within her rightist ruling coalition and divided public opinion.
We can't continue
to prepare for our security and defense forces for the next year. This must be a decisive year. We understand the risks that are there in the winter. We understand what we have to do in the spring, and hence we understand what results the security and defense sector has to achieve as a whole. Last week, in his address to a group of Western leaders, the Ukrainian leader asked for a wide range of weapons and air defense systems to help efforts to counter the Russian invasion. State and military police were sent Tuesday to keep people off Buffalo's snow-choked roads, and officials kept counting fatalities 3 days after Western New York's deadliest storm in at least two generations. Even as suburban roads and most major highways in the area reopened, the county executive Mark Pullingcars warned that police would be stationed at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections because some drivers were flouting a ban on driving within New York's second most populous city. More than 30 people are reported to have died in the region, officials said, including 7 storm-related deaths announced on Tuesday by the Buffalo mayor. The toll surpasses that of the historic blizzard of 1977. Former President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be made public.
Former President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be released by the House Ways and Means Committee. That's according to a congressional aide who was not authorized to discuss the timing of the release publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. Friday is the next time the House is scheduled to meet for a routine pro forma session. The Democratic-controlled committee voted last week to release Trump's returns with some redactions of sensitive information such as Social Security numbers and contact information. The new Congress, with Republicans in control of the House, begins January 3rd. Norman Hall, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.